Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Getting from College to Career Revised Edition by Lindsay Pollack is a practical roadmap for students and recent graduates who want to turn academic experience into a strong start in the working world. Building on Pollack's career coaching background and her focus on early career success, the book tackles the real-life questions that often feel missing from coursework: how to choose a direction, present yourself professionally, build relationships that lead to opportunities, and compete in a fast-moving job market. The revised edition reflects modern recruiting realities, including the growing importance of internships, personal branding, and online presence. Rather than treating a job search as a single event, Pollack frames it as a process of exploration, skill building, and strategic visibility. Readers can expect clear guidance on resumes and interviews, but also broader advice on work habits, communication, and navigating early career decisions. The result is an accessible, action-oriented guide designed to reduce uncertainty and help new professionals move from potential to performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, clarifying direction and turning college experience into career assets. A core theme of the book is that career success begins with clarity, not luck. Pollack emphasizes the value of identifying interests, strengths, and preferred work environments before sending out applications. For many students, uncertainty is normal, so the book encourages structured exploration through campus resources, informational conversations, and low-risk experiments like part-time roles, student leadership, and short-term projects. The point is to convert vague preferences into specific targets, such as industries, role types, and company cultures. Just as important is translating college life into language employers recognize. Pollack highlights how coursework, group projects, extracurricular leadership, and campus jobs can demonstrate transferable skills like communication, initiative, problem solving, and teamwork. The reader is guided to stop underselling these experiences and instead describe outcomes, responsibilities, and measurable impact. This reframing helps students see that they already possess usable evidence of capability. The topic also addresses mindset. Pollack presents early career development as a learning phase where adaptability matters. By approaching choices as informed steps rather than irreversible commitments, readers can move forward confidently, make better decisions, and reduce the fear of picking the wrong path. Secondly, building a personal brand and professional presence online and offline, Pollack treats employability as more than a resume. A major focus is developing a coherent personal brand, a consistent story others hear about your strengths, interests, and value. The book encourages readers to define what they want to be known for and then align their actions, communication style, and public presence accordingly. This includes polishing how you introduce yourself, how you talk about your goals, and how you follow up after meeting someone. The revised edition perspective also acknowledges that employers routinely research candidates online. Pollack advises readers to manage digital footprints, present a professional image, and use online platforms to support career goals rather than undermine them. That can include creating an updated profile, showcasing projects, and engaging thoughtfully with industry topics. Offline, the book pushes readers to practice professional norms early. This can mean being reliable in commitments, communicating clearly, dressing appropriately for context, and demonstrating curiosity and respect in conversations. The underlying idea is that reputation forms long before a formal interview. By treating branding as an everyday habit, Pollack helps readers move from passive hope to active positioning, making it easier for recruiters and contacts to remember them and recommend them. Thirdly, networking as relationship building, not asking for favors. Networking is presented as a learnable skill and a long-term investment, especially for students who do not have built-in professional connections. Pollack reframes networking away from transactional behavior and toward building genuine relationships. The book guides readers to start with accessible circles such as professors, alumni, career services, student organizations, and internship supervisors. It also highlights that good networking is driven by curiosity, preparation, and follow-through rather than confidence alone. A key idea is the informational approach, reaching out to learn about roles, industries, and career paths while simultaneously demonstrating professionalism. Pollack encourages readers to ask thoughtful questions, listen actively, and respect the other person's time. She also stresses the importance of being specific about interests so contacts can provide relevant advice or referrals. The book underscores that networking must be maintained. Sending a thank you note, updating someone after taking advice, and sharing useful information can keep relationships alive. Over time, these connections can lead to internships, interviews, mentorship, and inside knowledge about hiring needs. By emphasizing reciprocity and consistency, Pollock makes networking feel ethical and practical, especially for early career readers who are still building confidence and professional identity. Fourthly, executing a modern job search with strong resumes, applications, and interviews, Pollock positions the job search as a structured campaign that rewards preparation, persistence, and customization. Rather than sending generic applications, readers are encouraged to tailor materials to each role and show clear alignment with the employer's needs. The book highlights how to present experiences in a results-oriented way, focusing on achievements, responsibilities, and skills that match the target position. Resumes and cover letters are treated as marketing documents. Pollock advises students to translate academic and extracurricular experiences into employer language and to avoid common mistakes such as vague descriptions, unfocused objectives, and inconsistent formatting. She also stresses the importance of using internships, volunteer work, and campus leadership to strengthen candidacy, especially when full-time experience is limited. Interviewing is framed as performance plus preparation. The reader is guided to research the organization, practice concise stories that show initiative and problem-solving, and communicate professionalism through punctuality, etiquette, and clear answers. Pollock also emphasizes follow-up behavior as part of the evaluation, including timely thank you messages and organized tracking of applications. Overall, the topic teaches that strong candidates manage details well and can clearly connect their experiences to the role, which increases confidence and improves outcomes. Lastly, thriving in the workplace, soft skills, adaptability, and early career momentum, beyond getting hired, Pollock focuses on succeeding once you arrive. The book highlights that early career growth often depends on professional habits that are rarely taught in classes. Readers are encouraged to show reliability, take ownership of work, and communicate proactively. This includes managing deadlines, asking clarifying questions, and keeping supervisors informed rather than waiting for problems to escalate. Pollock also emphasizes that workplace success requires adapting to new norms. Students may be used to clear rubrics and frequent feedback, while jobs can be ambiguous and self-directed. The book supports readers in learning how to interpret expectations, seek feedback constructively, and improve quickly. It also addresses the importance of interpersonal skills, such as collaborating with different personalities, handling criticism, and building trust with colleagues. Another important element is momentum. Pollock encourages readers to keep developing skills, expanding networks, and documenting accomplishments even after landing a role. This helps with performance reviews, internal opportunities, and future job moves. By treating the first job as a foundation rather than a finish line, the book offers a framework for turning early experiences into long-term career progress, resilience, and professional confidence. In conclusion, this book is best for college students, recent graduates, and anyone returning to the workforce who wants a structured guide to professional readiness. It is especially helpful for readers who feel uncertain about career direction, intimidated by networking, or overwhelmed by the transition from academic life to workplace expectations. Pollock's approach can benefit a reader's life by reducing anxiety through practical steps, encouraging proactive decision-making, and building habits that translate into stronger opportunities and better performance. Instead of treating the job hunt as a mysterious process, the book breaks it into manageable actions, clarify goals, build relationships, present yourself effectively, and follow through consistently. What makes it worth buying compared to similar career guides is its emphasis on the full bridge from college to career. It does not stop at resumes and interviews, and it does not assume you already have connections or confidence. The book addresses professional presence, networking, and early workplace success as an integrated system. That broader scope helps readers not only land a role, but also keep growing after the first offer. For readers who want clear, realistic guidance tailored to early career challenges, it offers a dependable framework that can be reused across future job changes and professional transitions. If you would like to support Lindsay Pollock, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.